You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For the past 3 years, a new tradition has taken hold at the San Francisco Botanical Gardens. 12 pianos are scattered across the garden's 55 acres, and they can all be played and heard by the public. This time last year, we sent KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma to check it out.
Usually when Celia Hamilton plays the piano, she's at home in Port Orange, Florida. Today, though, she's playing Mozart's Rondo in the San Francisco Botanical Garden, underneath the sloping, gnarled branches of a New Zealand Christmas tree. Celia is 12 years old. She's visiting San Francisco for the first time, outfitted in a requisite summer sweatshirt, and here with her mom, Liesl. They found this piano on a total whim.
Well, we were driving somewhere else, and I saw the sign, and I said, let me find parking. We have to do this. It wasn't on our schedule at all, but I just thought it would be amazing for her.
The sign she's talking about was a banner advertising Flower Piano, a 12-day installation in July where a dozen pianos were scattered throughout the botanical garden. Celia tells me playing outside just sounds a lot different than being indoors.
It's like kind of echoey inside since there's like walls, like the sound is bouncing off, but the outside is just like going in different directions all over the place.
Here, flowers hang down from the trees. It's shaded and cool. Celia tells me she likes how it feels all swampy, and I ask her if it's hard to compete with the sound of a nearby sprinkler.
Well, it's kind of like a metronome since it's like on beat sometimes.
Out of the corner of my eye, I notice a woman on a nearby bench listening intently. Her earrings are the shape of tiny electric guitars, and she's tied a scarf patterned with musical notes around her straw hat. She looks like a true devotee. So I do what any good radio reporter would do and creepily follow her to the Mesoamerican cloud forest to try and get her to talk to me.
My name is Nancy Lindemann. I'm from San Carlos, California.
Nancy is really into flower piano. She loves playing outside, especially at the piano tucked within a redwood grove.
I came Friday for the first time. I came back Saturday, and now I'm here today. Because I was here so long that my car got towed.
Nancy's shy. Usually she plays the piano at home, after dinner, by herself. She's so shy that she won't play for me, wary of my recorder. But she does like the spontaneity that comes along with an unexpected audience.
I was playing all by myself, and a man came up behind me and just started singing the song, and then he asked me to play it again.
What was the song?
I Can't Stop Loving You, the Ray Charles song. Oh, it was exciting.
There is an excitement about the place. On my way out of the gardens, I run into two older ladies from Petaluma on a garden club field trip. Nina Komiakoff and Susan Price. One is playing the piano, the other is dancing about, and both are in stitches.
We're the originally Dolly sisters.
How long have you guys been friends for?
About an hour and a half.
She, right?
I don't believe that you guys have only met an hour ago.
We did.
We did,
yeah.
We're very silly. That's because you don't think that
poppies.
We're invisible at this age.
Dancing comes naturally to Susan.
I used to be a dancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You see?
When I was young and very beautiful.
And Nina has been playing piano for 70 years.
How long have you been playing?
Since I was seven. I'm a Juilliard dropout.
Oh, wow.
Got even with my father. Dropped it out.
She tells me playing outdoors makes her feel part of the setting. She launches into Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
Wait.
While Nina plays, Susan turns the pages of dog-eared, yellowing sheet music. They laugh and talk throughout the piece with the ease of old friends. They came here to see the flora and the fauna of the gardens, but most likely it's the music they'll remember. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Kingsley-Ma.